Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Have the camera angle correct, or I'm going to make it hard for you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it looks like security cam footage at a 7-Eleven.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy,
Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here.
I'm the other boy.
You're my other boy. My boy. Sorry, I'm trying to sign in right now to the racist live chat. I thought I was already signed in, and, here we go. Sometimes it doesn't happen. So welcome to the show. We're waiting right now on Derek Gaines, who is late. Very, very black of him. A very black.
I said you were here before 11.
I was here at 10:55 a.m. ready to rock for the Real Ass Podcast. It's election day for the Legion of Skanks. I wanted to come in nice and early, and Derek was going to be a little late, then got a little later and a little later and a little later. So, you know, at that point, I said, we got to fucking start the show. Apparently, he's going to be here any minute. So right now, I am signing into the racist live chat. So if you guys are watching live and you guys are not subscribed, you guys can also join the racist live chat. We do not censor the live chat. Unless you piss me off, I will block you for a couple days sometimes, once in a while. But don't fucking hate on me. If you fucking hate on me, it's a problem, okay? Racist live chat is here. Lego Death Star says, Lewis, you brown retard. I like that. See? Racist live chat. You guys can all join the conversation. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get to join the live chat live. You also get to join. You get the entire on-demand library. All of our shows, as soon as they stop streaming live for free, they go into the library. You get to access immediately. No wait. They're ad-free. They're uncensored. You can get everything. When are we doing episode 500 of Real Ass Pod?
We're at 583 right now.
Okay. A year ago. Did we do anything for episode 500?
Weren't we supposed to do an award show and then we just didn't?
Yeah, coronavirus happened. We never did the fucking rappies.
Yeah, it was during rapies? The quarantine.
Rapies. What's the award show called?
Real Assies.
The Assies. Why didn't we call them the Rapies? It's a better name for an award show that I host.
First annual Real Rapies.
You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, the first annual Rapey Awards. Honestly, there's with what the way society is lately, I feel like you could actually have a Rapey Awards.
Now, I feel like we should do this live, but I don't know if that's going to be an opportunity.
I think there'll be an opportunity to do it live. We'll do it in a park. We'll do it in an alley. That's the way you do it. You do the Rapey Awards in a scary rapey alley.
Yeah.
I like it. So yeah, look, maybe we'll do that in the future. Maybe that's a new idea. I think the Rapies is a better name than the Assies. Let me know in the live chat if you agree with me. Let's see. Nicholas Gar says, my wife tried to force me to vote for you, but I ain't about that pussy shit, so I slapped her and voted for Dave because I ain't gay. Pretty real ass move right there, smacking your wife because of a podcast election. I got no problem with that. So
one day you're going to have to testify at a trial. Because somebody did something because they listened to one of your shows.
Yeah.
You will be served paperwork based on
But something. Think about how cool that's going to be when that happens. Cause
it's like being Ozzy.
It's like the Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
Lenny Bruce. I'll be the new Lenny Bruce. When I get finally arrested because one of my fans murder their wife because I make a joke to go and murder your wife. What's going on, Derek?
Not much. Good to see you.
You are fucking sweating, doggy.
It's terrible.
Holy shit, dude. You running from the cops here? What happened?
Bop, 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 bop. No, it's 91 degrees outside, jackass. And Lenny Bruce is one of Lenny Bruce's chicks was black. You sure you can handle that?
Lenny Bruce Bruce. That's what we called her.
Lenny Bruce Bruce. One of his wives was black.
I can handle a black woman. You don't think I can handle a black woman?
She's not going to be able to handle all the jokes.
No, the girl that I'm seeing is of.
She's not black though. I saw her. She got a black ass, but she's not black.
She's half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She looks Puerto Rican. That's what she tricked me.
Does she access her white side or her black side more?
Her black side way more.
Wow.
Yeah, which good I like. Good for you. I like it.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. What happened to Monroe?
He got in a scooter accident, and he broke his face. So he's healing up.
He's really fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. So I'm picking up all the slack. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right.
And he fractured his face. Yeah,
so. It's really bad?
Well, he's a fighter, so he didn't fuck up his teeth or his nose. It's just his eye socket and his cheek.
Jesus fucking Christ. When did this happen?
I think Tuesday last week. He was coming off the 59th Street Bridge. I think he hit a pothole and the scooter broke on him.
I'm literally thinking about buying an electric scooter.
Yeah.
And that just made me not...
The handle broke. When he bounced, the handle broke off, and he tried to bail. And then when he bailed, hit his face.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
It was pretty bad. I was in the hospital with him for 2 days. He was hurting.
He's going to be all right, though.
Yeah, he's fine. He's a soldier. He got through surgery with flying colors.
Yeah.
He just puts ice on his face and still talks shit. So he's still a champion, but, you know, got a whole ice pack on his face. It's pretty wild.
Damn it, dude. Yeah. Monroe's literally one of the nicest guys in the world. One of the nicest guys in the world. You know, fuck, dude. I feel bad. I feel really bad. I didn't realize. Shannon said that he had to get facial surgery. Send your well wishes to Monroe Martin.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Who's a fucking, just a great guy. Like, legitimately.
Love you, bro.
Yeah, a great guy. So hopefully he's listening to this right now.
And if you want to get the full story, of course, subscribe and tune in to No Need for Apologies. Because
he'll be on today. He's our guest for today.
No, he's not.
He's going to talk with half a face. So,
he's going to talk with the opera.
Yeah, he's going to talk with half a face, and he's going to tell us what the fuck happened, and me and Dave will probably shit on him a little bit. But he can only stand for like 10 minutes because he can't really do too much talking.
Fuck me, dude. I'm not buying an electric scooter now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Monroe, for biting the bullet for me. At the very least, because I'm a goofy motherfucker, and I will fall. I was riding a bike. Remember the sponsor gave me a bike, and I was live streaming like an asshole on the bike, and I fucking hit a pothole, and I just flipped over the front of the bike on a live stream. Yeah. It was the greatest moment. If you were a fan or if you hate me, it was one of the greatest moments you've ever had with me being like, this bike's pretty cool. I was literally in the moment talking about how it's safer than a skateboard, because like, you know what? This is better.
But fell off that skateboard a lot.
Yeah, I fucked up myself up.
But you would go. I remember getting off the train with you one time, and you'd be booking on that skateboard.
I'm like, yeah. Do you know what it was? It was.
You see him going down Essex like a jackass, like a true Puerto Rican.
Against traffic. I don't give a fuck, dude. I really didn't give a shit. With the skateboard, I never wore a helmet. You know, you just sort of fall, and you fucking learn how to roll yourself. But I would, like, bang my knees and elbows. I'm an old man now. But that's really fucking scary for Monroe. And we heard about those two people that died on the electric scooters.
Oh,
and
the rebels,
We trashed them. We were like, what idiot? Who could fall? Who could possibly fall off of one of these scooters? And then our friend Monroe does it. So
now, weren't you going to get that scooter to come from Jersey into New York?
I was planning on going on a highway with this electric scooter.
Oh, no. Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
That seems counterintuitive.
Because those cap at 30. I don't know what kind of shit you was going to get.
No, I was going to get cap at the least one 50. We looked at 50. Yeah, we looked at the one that capped at 50, right?
If you cap at 50, you might be able to play the right lane, maybe. I don't know.
I still want to do it. Was it a gas scooter or an electric?
It was an electric stand-up scooter. So that's what made it.
Oh,
it was a stand-up scooter.
Oh, I'm picturing a fucking.
Nah, he wasn't on a rebel. No, he was on a stand-up.
Oh, so he deserved it. Okay, all right, never mind. I felt bad until I found out he was on a stand-up scooter. You wish for those people to flip over their scooters.
Yeah.
In order for, because Monroe, here's the problem. Monroe is 7'4", okay?
6'5", but it's close
so
enough.
he's riding it like a clown on a tricycle in the circus. Like, he's riding this thing. It looks like a skateboard. He had a pothole, and he's so tall, the height that he had to travel from standing to the ground.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
God damn, dude. Fuck, man. Well, I'm glad he's okay. I'm sure he's going to come up with some funny jokes.
Oh, yeah. He already came. He was telling me jokes in the hospital.
Does he look like a monster?
A little bit.
Fuck, dude.
Half his face is pretty.
It's not that he's handsome. It's that he's boy-like.
Yeah, so he looks like a young man who got in a fight at the baseball field. Like, it's just like, God damn, bro.
He wasn't paying attention.
Like, I was like, fuck. Like, when I got there, I was just hurt. And I was like, what the fuck, man?
Were you trying to play it cool, though? You didn't want to be like...
Nah, I play cool. I cussed his ass out. Because I lost two friends last year. I'm like, I can't be doing this shit, man.
Oh, no.
What the fuck are you doing on the 59th Street Bridge, you know, going downhill, hot, like, going?
Hey, was he supposed to be doing that?
I mean, you know, he probably was bending his knees, but, you know, them potholes and them little 10-inch wheels.
I'm just wondering, are you supposed to be going over the 59th Street Bridge on those electric scooters?
Yeah, because he was in the bike lane. There's a bike lane on those bridges. So, yeah, he was in the right, but it was just like, God damn.
Dude, that's fucking really scary. It's just such a thing where it's also like, you know, we talked about Big J fucking being pulled off that stage.
That shit was crazy.
You know, but that's
honorable
like,
mention to Louis J. Gomez for jumping down like a goddamn. That was like Beanie Siegel
being
like when he was with Rockefeller. Like he would just jump into a crowd of people and start fucking shit up. I mean, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, your boy. You know what's up though. Yeah. You're not gonna fuck it. If somebody's running up on your boy, that's the way it
I
is.
Said, damn straight, Louis. I watched say I was like, damn straight, Louis.
Right. Right, Derek? But that's
like damn straight.
Some people are like, dude, wow, that was heroic. Other people are just like, yeah, of course.
That's your homie.
That's fucking life.
And y'all in PA.
Yep.
You're going to have to leave PA with a fight sometime. So exactly. I'm like, yeah, man, I get it. I got it. Because I thought the dude rushed the stage. And then they was like, no, that was Jay Gomez jumping down to get the guy.
Yeah, I had to fucking jump in there. But
I was having a cocktail quite far
There you
away.
Go. There you go, boy.
I was enjoying some vodka talking to a pretty girl in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, pretty girl in a wheelchair. She's a fan of the show. I don't know if she wants to put her business out there, but I'd smash. Fuck yeah.
Super cute.
Hell yeah, dude. You know she's fucking
in the vagina work or is or just, okay?
You assume,
yeah, maybe the legs is out, but the vagina.
I mean, it'll work for us. Yeah. Oh, maybe yeah. It doesn't work for her. Y'all skanks. I have no idea.
Y'all the goddamn skanks. Y'all do paraplegic pussy. That's what y'all do.
I did hook up with a girl in a wheelchair one time. I did. She had little tiny unused legs.
Oh no!
Yeah,
the unused legs, like the real weak shins.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
She weak fucking shins that look like pool table legs.
It looked like doll arms. It was like
she looks like Billy Baloney from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Her legs are just fucking like hanging, just unused, fucking flopping around.
She got real boy legs, Pinocchio legs. I want to be a real boy, real girl. Anyway.
Oh, no.
That's the girl I hooked up with. There she is.
There you go.
Thank you. So, look, best wishes to Monroe and absolutely a speedy recovery. It'll be fine.
Give him 4 weeks. He'll be back.
Yeah, have a little scar or something. It'll be fine. Looks like a badass now.
Yeah, he was at Mount Sinai in Harlem. Very, very nice hospital. Went in there. Everything was nice. The lunch was good, so he should be fine.
There we go. It's all good. What are you going to do? Well, all right. Look, we had a great show planned today. At Derek1Gaines on Twitter, at TheGreatBoy on Instagram. Podcast No Need for Apologies. And make sure you check out The King of Staten Island, available on Blu-ray tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
And I said this last time, and I wasn't kidding. Derek literally was the fucking highlight of that movie. Every scene you were in was so funny, dude.
Yeah, it was good. I had a good time.
Yeah, so check that all out. Zach, what do you got to plug real quick? Let's get these plugs out of the way. Anything else you want to plug, Derek?
No, that was it. No Need for Apologies and on Gas Digital. And, of course, King Staten Island. It's on Blu-ray tomorrow. I'm going to go pick it up so I can be like, I'm on a Blu-ray. Shit, celebrate.
Hell yeah. Zach Kimiko.
Follow me on Instagram, Zach Is Not Funny. Check out my show, Zach Kimiko's Midnight Spook Show, Friday at midnight. Fucks with the Spook Show. Thank you, buddy. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m., and my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, will be premiering August the 29th. Fantasia Online Film Festival. Get your tickets now.
Hell yeah. You know what's up. Subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Live shows. I think I'm with Big J in Rhode Island next month. I've been doing some live shows here and there in the city, some little secret pop-up shows, which have been great. They've been good. It's actually, I've hit a stride.
They're
where fun. I'm doing my material now.
You were killing at the stand last night.
It was great.
At the stand. I was like, good for Lord.
I've been having a fun time. I've been writing new stuff, and it feels weird because I think the edgier shit is working with the average crowds now, whereas I think for a while people are getting uptight, but people are losing their minds, and they just want something, and then they hear some shit that they're like, oh, shit, and you see them kind of perk up a little bit. So I'm really excited. I'll be doing more and more shows. Please look out for that. The election is today. If you're not doing anything, if you've already registered for the Legion of Skanks election, make sure you go cast your vote for me right now. Skank the vote, baby. Tomorrow night, Legion of Skanks, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be live. We are doing the inauguration live on the show. We're going to find out who the president is. I believe that the Gomites, I believe that the Real Ass Podcast listeners, I believe that the Real Ass dudes and the Rattlesnakes out there, you guys have my back more than any other candidates. Fans have their back. And I know you're showing up today at the polls. So, listen, you know what the fuck's up. You know the heat that me and Zach and Miko bring. You see what these guys do on their other shows. You see what Ari does, the Skeptic Tank, fucking Diet Joe Rogan horseshit, Dave Smith's fucking alt-right Nazi-ass fucking podcast, Big J Okerson and Dan Soder's their silly voice fuckathon. It's horseshit. You know we breathe the skanks lifestyle. You know we fucking live it every day. 3 days a week, Real Ass Podcast, 11 a.m. Eastern, here on the Gas Digital Network. We keep it fucking going. So let me tell you something. If you're voting for the president of Legion of Skanks, you need to vote for the spirit of Legion of Skanks. Do it now. Skank the vote. Go cash your ballots. Should be in your email address if you guys have registered already. And that's that. All right. We got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of things. This is a fucking big show today.
Okay.
I didn't even see this story, Shannon, but I have to start with it now only because it just caught my eyes. Mom attributes not getting COVID-19 to drinking sperm every day. Hells yeah, dude. That bitch rules.
Oh, wow.
That bitch rules.
I'll show you a picture of her.
Let me see this fucking hoe.
Oh, whoops.
I feel like that's a stock image.
That's got to be.
That has to be a stock image.
That's a stock
that's
image.
That's her? No.
That's her. Tracy Kiss is her name, which is also odd.
Tracy Kiss's home remedy is not featured on the WHO, NHS, or government guidance. A mother of two believes that drinking smoothies with a shot of sperm have helped boost her immune system and helping prevent coronavirus. Yes.
Okay, real quick.
Oh, what a whore. I love
her. That's not just cum. So, like,
it's cum and kratom. It's Shannon's fucking. They call it the Shannon.
Oh, man. Shannon.
What's to say it's not any of the other ingredients in that shake?
I'm going to say kale. I'm going to say, like, boogers.
Probably kratom.
Little sperm.
She says she adds berries and other stuff to mask the taste, is what she says.
Yeah. Look, I found a free and vegan-friendly alternative method to boost the body's immune system. Is cum known to boost the body's immune system?
No, this is just a crazy person.
I hear that if women take it to the face or swallow
it. It helps their skin.
Cures cancer.
She says she also uses it on her skin.
Slows cancer and it helps you smooth your skin out and some shit like that. That's what the books were.
Hell yeah. She was hot, dude. Can we see some more pictures of her? Is she like a porn chick? She's got an OnlyFans or something. Because look, her titties are popping there. Yeah. And she's drinking cum in a picture. There's another fucking angle here. There's no way. All right, semen does more than fertilize eggs. In mice, if you cum inside of mice, it seems to prime the female's immune system for pregnancy, make it more likely that the embryo will successfully implant in the womb.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like this story comes out every few years, though. Like, crazy lady drinks cum for something.
She looks like a... She's stacked up like an OnlyFans.
She's got a fucking OnlyFans.
This bitch titties plastic, get a motherfucker.
It says she's a personal trainer.
Let's go to her Instagram. Click on her fucking Instagram because I guarantee it's out there. It's probably in the story. There's no way she didn't give shit to promote in that story. She's drinking cum and her titties are popping out like that. She's not just doing it for like, hey, I want to share this with everyone. No, she's trying to promote some shit.
I think so.
It's not in the article. Wow. They gave her full name.
Just an everyday cum drinker.
Wow.
Strange old.
I'm still laughing that you called it the Shannon.
Splooge smoothie.
The Shannon, yeah.
That's so funny. It's like, can we get a Shannon? No, we're out of kratom.
I think this is her.
All right. Okay.
That looks like her, right?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. Is she from England?
Yeah, because, in the article, they called her mum.
Oh, God. A 32-year-old mum from Lancashire. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, she's a... Listen to me. And I mean... And I don't mean anything by this. Keep that picture up. It's fine. She is a... whore.
I didn't want to say it.
It's fine.
I didn't want to say it.
Dude, her pussy looks like you could hold a deck of cards.
Oh, man.
Look at the fucking that moose shit. Knuckle on this fucking...
No, that looks like the Jaws cover. Like the fucking Jaws cover. That's too... Oh, my God.
I would... Oh, great comment. One white guy in the chat says, so Jake Flores should be immune to COVID. Thank you. Look, I don't care. Look at that picture down there. Go.
No.
Okay, here's...
She's pushing the cream pie out of her pussy into her own mouth in this photo.
Here's how you know she's on top of her shit. Look at the way the photos are organized. Go back to, like, just her page. She has hot picture, food picture.
Oh, little fucking thing on the left. Oh, smart. She's good.
She's got her shit together, dude.
I would marry this bitch. And the fact that she's a mom makes my dick move a little bit.
She's a mom. I haven't seen a close-up face picture yet. Like, everything's been sort of... I think Let's she see. Might not believe in her face. There you go. That might be cool.
Let's see. That's a good one. No, our face is decent, doggy.
All right.
She had dirty, the dirty bottoms of her feet. She needs to fucking clean her floors.
Look at those big old feet.
Look at that butt.
All right. Okay. Okay. Good for her.
Hell yeah, dude.
Good for her.
Just drinking cum, staying fit.
Staying fit.
Is there cum in everything? Or all these food choices that are
infused? Maybe it's cum infused. Maybe it's like weed, but cum.
Oh, hell yeah. Look, Shannon, you're a little horny girl, huh?
I'm helping you guys out.
I know. She's pulling up all the hot photos. Look at Shannon getting all fucking
yoga.
Freaky.
That's a yoga move. That's a yoga move.
All about it. All right. Good for her. Yeah. When I said she's a whore, I mean, you know, I mean it in the nicest way possible. It's not like she's just, if it was some fucking frigid bitch that fucking studied biology and she was, you know, just, you know, with glasses on and she had a fucking pencil in her hair and she was like, well, if you drink cum, it helps you, you know, I'd be like, okay, she's fucking doing
she's
some science shit.
Dudes in the prostate.
Yeah, dude. She's fucking sitting there. She's like, boom, drink cum, avoid COVID.
Cum, is it in you?
God damn it.
Dylan found her OnlyFans.
And she's got a fucking OnlyFans.
How bad is it?
Oh, I want to watch it. I want to see it.
Dude, that's a pretty good...
$3, that's it?
$3 for a month?
I'll do it right now. Dylan, subscribe. We can't show her OnlyFans on the show, though. We can look at it, right? I don't give a shit, dude. Also, fuck, you're welcome, Tracy Kiss. You fucking come here. How many people are going to subscribe to your OnlyFans now? I'm only pimping. I'm only fans pimping the fuck out of this bitch.
Tracy Kiss. Sheesh. Splooge smoothies.
Of course she had an OnlyFans. Of course she did.
Of course she had an OnlyFans. Are you nuts?
Got no problem with it. All right. So should do I want to waste my time talking shit about Jake Flores?
No, man.
Who's Jake Flores?
Exactly.
Who's he?
I have the thing if you want.
It's the thing that Big J is going on with them about. I'm going to spend very little time on this. I will not spend a lot of time on it, okay? Because it's fucking, you know, I don't think that Jay should even try to go debate these fucking people.
Okay? I thought Jay's entire statement, like, and I love Jay so much, it just came off like a dad using the computer.
Yeah, he just does it.
Jay should just let Christine control the social media.
Yeah, he's out of touch with
Jay can't type something and then write LOL to his own thing. You're the funniest person alive.
Yeah, it's just
LOLing yourself.
Yeah.
And these guys live in the world of fucking like being little Twitter cunts, right? So, you know, whatever. I guess Big J's going to go on their show and he's going to debate them. And it's good luck. Have fun with that. I don't think that he should. I think that Big J, what's going on with that world, right? Jake Flores and Luisa Diaz. You know Luisa. She's books shows. They've sort of taken it upon themselves to sort of publicly trash Legion of Skanks, our fan base. And it's been a while. This didn't start off with us trashing them at all. We don't give a fuck about them. I always liked Luisa. I worked with Luisa. We did, you know, she helped me book the Roastmasters for a while. But she's a phony. She just didn't really like us. She was being a climber and trying to get her way through the industry. Mm-hmm. But she's a fucking little woke asshole. And, you know, when the smoke cleared and I fucking punked out her little bitch ass friend Jake, which you were there for, Derek.
Oh,
that was the guy that I punked
shit.
Out. Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
Then she
thought you were a bouncer, I think.
Yeah.
I was watching. No, me and all, we were just eating pizza. He was like, let Lewis do his thing.
Enjoying it.
He was all like, all right, let Lewis do his thing.
So, you know, she's, you know, publicly, specifically with me, come out and trashed me. But she trashes the fan base a lot. They just sort of take these shots. They're taking shots at the fan base. I don't think they realize, like, it's not just taking shots at us. When you start taking shots at the fan base, the fans get very impassioned. So they call bullying all the time, right? So she'll say something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say something back or a fan will say something back. And then it'll snowball into people calling them fucking gay or fat or whatever it is they're going to be called. And then it becomes like, look at their fan base. They mobilize their fan base to bully us. And it's like, well, no. If you just shut the fuck up, nobody cares about you. We're not thinking about you. We don't ever. We're never thinking about Luisa Diaz ever. So they did. They do a podcast called "Why Are You Mad?" or "Who You Mad At?" Something like that. Why You Mad?
Tell them why you mad.
And this is them. This is a clip of them. She's trashing me without saying me, but then Jake makes it very clear.
And I mean, look, not to single anybody out, but there's people in comedy who actually do very little of the art side of comedy, and they do a lot of the business side of comedy, right? and they still call themselves comedians, right? Because obviously there's people in comedy who do more, mostly or only the business side. We call us.
Shut up, bitch. You look like me.
She looks like me and you had a baby. Yeah. She looks like me. If Zach Amico and Luis J. Gomez created a little girl.
Aloysius Gomez.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Industry, right?
Right.
But then there are comics, quote unquote, who mostly do the business. They mostly run podcast networks and live shows and festivals and merch.
This edit was by one of my fans, by the way.
Podcasts, right? And they figure out a way to monetize a lot of things and to bring in their friends to also monetize a lot of things. They're excellent business people, you know?
You know, I was in this fucking world. I was adjacent to the Legion of Skanks for a long time, and things started happening to me like where a person like Tim Dillon or somebody like that in that milieu would privately fucking attack me and try to abuse me and bully me out of like comedy or something like that. And then what would happen is I'd bring it up to somebody and that person would go, shut the fuck up.
Pause
like
it.
You.
That person he's talking about is Nick Mullen, by the way.
Okay.
He's telling a very specific thing because he went to Nick Mullen and Nick was like, dude, stop. You're being a fucking idiot. You're funny. Be funny. Like, stop. Why are you like going to war with all of these comics that don't see eye to eye with you culturally or politically? Like, you, that can be your identity, but why are you like making it a thing with these people? So Nick, who is his friend and has been his friend from Austin for fucking a decade, right? Nick has like protected this guy because this guy, for all intents and purposes, is kind of a shitty dude, right?
Okay.
So Nick was essentially dude like, hey, I'm looking out for you. Don't be an idiot. Like, why are you going against the LOS guys and Tim Dillon? These are guys that are funny, that are just trying to be funny. They're not what you're painting them to be. This is a real fucking conversation, okay? And this is why he's not friends with Nick Mullen anymore, because he felt like Nick Mullen sided with Tim Dillon and he was siding with these guys. So continue to play it.
You know, what are you doing?
You're being toxic.
And that person would not turn to their friend Tim Dillon and go, Tim Dillon, what the fuck are you doing? Right?
Right.
So the fact that it never goes both ways like that shows you that this is part of this power structure thing. And that
where they're measuring the capital value that one relationship has versus the other.
Right.
Right.
It is a product of capitalism. These relationship structures that they live in.
These comics?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
she's talking about comics.
You know, there's some comics who have.
Ian's just in the center of everybody. With a fucking
it looks like the picture from the end of The Shining.
Yeah, dude. Shut the fuck up. I hate Ian. I hate Ian for dance with all my soul. God, I love him, but I hate him. Oh, look at his goofy face.
Which Jake can say all the names. I haven't said anything about anybody's name. But oh, they are like funny comics, you know, and they're nice guys, and their podcasts are pretty good. And right. I remember being like sad when I saw when they would do like the announcements that they joined that podcast network, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. It's good to fight it, but it's not a battle that's going to be won by us, I think.
It's
you
not.
Know, like,
damn, what the fuck conversation?
The best that we can do is
it's great. Right,
she
so you got
beat
it.
Herself.
She did. She's literally describing it. She's like, you know, and they're funny comics and they're good people. And then they go and work with these guys. And then the beginning, she's like, so these guys, they run these
the
networks and they
that?
Make money and they monetize things and they create opportunities for their friends. And then these people are really good people that, like, you're wrong. At one point, you're describing you being a weird, wrong psychopath who's
weird.
Just on the outside watching people just coexist and create. Me and Derek, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. On a lot of things. But Derek knows that, fuck it, dude. Lewis is just a funny guy who's trying to be funny. He has a great podcast network that does great things for podcasts. There's no political, social thing here. We go, who gives a fuck? Me and Derek will smoke a blunt. We'll go fucking do comedy together. We'll go have a drink. Who gives a shit? Whatever Derek fucking, whoever you're voting for means nothing to me. Yeah. It means nothing. I'm not even voting. I would never vote. If you vote, you're a loser. But let's get real. I mean, the whole, it's so funny. It shines a light on themselves when they want to. She doesn't even have the self-awareness to like just realize she's describing like an awesome environment that we've created. And she's saying great comedians that are really funny, that are good people. Just look at the fucking cues right there and go like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about all these guys.
Plus, think about that. Remember, Christine quoted that article the other day when we were in the car. What is it? 1% of podcasts make money?
Mm-hmm.
Like one out of every 100 podcasts
yeah.
Gas pays people a flat rate to start.
Just to start, yeah, of course.
Just so you
just
can,
to do the show.
Just to get just so that you can like take a cab, be a little comfortable.
Bring some
like,
guests in, have some fucking budget, whatever it is. And we've created a business model here. Now here's the thing. She's talking very specifically about me. She's like, some of the people are focused more on the business side than the art. Let me tell you something, bitch. I focused on the art for a long time. And on top of that, I mean, let's get real. Jake is not more accomplished than me in comedy. Even if you think I stink, you can still just objectively go, all right, Lewis is touring. He's selling out places. He put out a special last year. He's working with real comedians. I mean, it's just, I'm working real clubs. It's just not a, you know, you might, dude, I thought Colin Terrell's tweet was fucking hilarious. Colin Terrell's like, pull it up. I don't want to misquote it. But, you know, it's like, these two people are sitting here in a very, like, just bizarre echo chamber where they're just telling each other that they're right and they're like, you're so great and you're great. You stink at comedy, Jake. Nobody respects you at comedy. This is Colin Terrell. Comedy used to be so damn cool. Comedians were people we admired. All this fighting is a real bummer. I don't know how to solve it. Maybe one day would be to listen to, one way would be to listen to both Luis J. Gomez's album and then Feral Jokes albums and realize that neither of these two men are funny. Which is hilarious. But you might think I stink. Fine, fine. I'm not going to fight that fight. Sure, comedy's subjective. But I'm telling you right now, nobody is respecting fucking Jake Flores' comedy more than mine. Nobody's respecting Luisa Diaz as a business person or as a producer more than me. Okay? And the reason Jay took umbrage with that whole video is because you're trashing, not only you're trashing me, but his wife or his girlfriend is one-third owner of that festival. Big Jay and Dave are part owners of that festival, technically. So you're trashing... you're trashing sort of our entire fucking thing, and we really care about it. We legitimately care about the fans. If you come to something like Skankfest or you come and see us live, we don't fuck around. We legitimately give a fuck. We hang out with our fans. Our fan base is fucking cool as shit. Every time we do shows, Zach,
laminated
we're partying at a bar.
Lanyards, fucking gift bags, massages.
Exactly. Dude, it's a different experience.
Good time.
We treat the comics correct. We treat the fucking audience right. It's an incredible environment. And you have these people that are fucking below the below par in terms of talent and what they do, yet have still been given opportunities. We still let Luisa Diaz work with us and do random things with us. And we still, honestly, we invited Jake out to Legion of Skanks and we were just going to laugh about the whole cum cookie thing, right? Ari invited him. He was going to have him on the show. But these people, they're so... they're so their view is so set in stone already, and they've decided that we are the fucking enemy. Dude, I'm friends with Corinne and Christina now. Those bitches hated my guts. We hate each other for years, but who cares? I don't give a fuck if they're feminists and fucking twat bags that fucking like to protest and fucking finger their. I don't know what they do
because they're comics.
They're just trying to be funny. They don't really give a shit. You know, and that's the thing. It's funny first with all of us. Luisa and Jake, they're not trying to be funny. They sort of hide behind this thing where he's like, oh, it's just jokes. You guys can make jokes at other people, and why can't I make jokes at your expense?
Because they're really funny.
You're not making jokes at our expense. You're taking shots, and then when you're approached, you're not going, oh, dude, I'm kidding. If I were to approach Jake and he was like, oh, dude, I'm sorry, like I'm kidding, I wasn't trying to like start shit with you. Yeah. That's not what the fuck happened, okay? So, look, that's really all I'll say about that. I don't really have much else to say. I don't think it used to be a thing where it was like an attack to say somebody's good at the business side of things. Cool. Have fun. Have fun being a pizza delivery guy, being terrible at the business side of things with your friend who's industry. You're sitting on a podcast. She's literally going, comedy is dead. She said that. She tweeted that out. She's like, comedy is dead. She's sort of evoking Patrice. Pull up what she said about Patrice as well. Pull up her tweets.
Oh, no.
Can I note?
Not my beloved Patrice.
In general, nobody wants to hear a booker, a club owner, like anybody Lewis, like that should not have a podcast.
You remember when you killed Dustin Chaffin on the show and all I could do was laugh for 40 minutes? Yeah. Remember that shit? Oh.
He got so mad.
The whole business side, I'm a comic for that shit.
Were you here in the studio with him that day?
Yeah, I was with you. He got very sensitive.
And I felt bad because I'm like, dude, I'm the same guy. you can't, that's an insecurity. When you're insecure with your own comedy and somebody's like, oh, you work on the business side, you have to go, no.
Yeah, he did that. And claimed all these comics that got passed at the cellar. It was a funny meltdown to watch. It was a meltdown.
Crazy. It was sort of crazy.
It was a fucking
meltdown.
And I
do like Dustin. I think he's funny. He's just, you know, I think... that was, once again, very apparent of sort of the insecurity there. I know.
It was crazy.
I know that I'm a better business person than comedian. What do you want me to say? Like, most comics fucking stink.
Can I tell you one thing I hate? I hate when comics do, like, offensive or stereotypical humor, and then they go, hold on, we're gonna get everybody though, and then he's got like the Italian version, and then it's like, no, you know, I'm gonna get to the rednecks.
No,
I despise that.
Yeah. Yeah, the worst thing Patrice ever did was make some of these people think they're funny slash right.
Oh, God.
Can I also make this clear? I wasn't friends with Patrice. She doesn't even realize what she's doing. Like, she's trashing, like, Big J and Bobby and Will Sylvan and fucking people who are, like,
hilarious.
Who are great comedians, yeah. Who were friends. Patrice wasn't friends with losers. Just so you know, he brought Big J on the road with him. He was bringing Kurt Metzger on the road with him. He was bringing Bobby. He was bringing he was going out and touring with Bill Burr before Bill Burr was famous. Yeah. Patrice wasn't friends with losers.
He wasn't.
The guys like me and Dave Smith were so intimidated by Patrice's presence that we would hang three rows back of comedians when everyone was circling around Patrice and listening to him pontificate. We didn't even want to be noticed because we don't want Patrice to start fucking trashing us. I was even driving Patrice O'Neill. I didn't know. I went to Patrice O'Neill's house one time. And I remember he told Wayne Rader. He was like, yo, Lou is too comfortable. Tell him I said that.
I went to his barbecue once. And I walked up and Patrice was like, Derek, how does it feel to look like a Wans but have no power in the industry? That's what he said. Give it up for Clifton fucking Wans. Get him a pork chop. He's starving. Get this Clifton Wans looking motherfucker pork chop. Vaughn, get this nigga some lemonade. That shit was insane.
It's hilarious, dude. And that was Patrice and even at the time I remember being like, oh, Patrice doesn't like. But that's, you had it. Patrice, it was his job to make everyone feel uncomfortable a little bit because young comics, we are too confident. We're too comfortable. You get up there and you're like, oh, I'm doing well. And then you just haven't been down that road. And then you get, and this is an old school way of thinking. It's not the same way. The problem is with Louisa and these people and Jake, they're in this like new, like they respect these new young woke comics that like didn't have to go 25 years down a certain path deal with some darkness in order to get where they were at.
Not
right?
Jokes. Yeah, that bullshit.
That, like we just, I'm cut from a different cloth. So the people that I looked up to, they just, being in comedy for two decades was more valuable. There's guys that I've surpassed in comedy, quote unquote, in terms of whether it's skill wise or credits or things that I have going on, right? Mm-hmm. And I won't name names, but you'll know what I'm talking about, right? But I still look up to them because they've been doing it for 25 years. And they're looked at as sort of like, who gives a shit about these guys? Maybe they're looked at a little bit hacky or whatever it is, okay? But they just were there when I started. And it's like your older brother, you know, I remember Michael Bisping said this to me on the podcast. He said his older brother, Conrad, who at this point, you know, has like physical issues, is an older guy. Like he was attacked like viciously when he was in the military. But he said his older brother, Conrad, was the toughest person he had ever met in his entire life. And he was like, to this day, he thinks Conrad could still give him a good fight. And there's a UFC champion because there's a mentality of your older brother who you look at as like, he can kick your fucking ass. And you have whatever it is, it's psychological. And I think the same thing happened with comedy with me. Like I look up, I respect the hierarchy. I respect just the time in that people put in. I know, especially like these club guys. So yeah, that's more important to me than your social or political beliefs across the board. Just that alone. So your social or political beliefs are sort of inconsequential.
Yeah.
But
shit, I used to watch Big J every Saturday night at the old stand. Sit up there and just go. And I'm saying, how the fuck does he do
this? How does he do it? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
And feel like I'll never get there.
Exactly.
To this day. Like, I watched Dave Attell the other night do a bit where he's playing a recorder on stage, and I'm like, I will never be this smart. Sick. I'll never be this much of a genius. And he's going. I'm just going like, wow. Yeah, it's a weird thing, and I think the people that don't do comedy don't really understand it. But this is sort of my problem with people like Louisa and Jake. It's like they don't really understand, you know, what's going on from our perspective. I literally right now, if Jake Flores called me up right now and said, hey, dude, this is stupid. What are we doing? I go, you're right. What are we doing?
Isn't that nice? That's nice.
See? That'd be it. It would be as simple as that. I had a beef with Godfrey for years. I've talked about this before. Me and Godfrey didn't like each other because Marco from Eastville was doing this divide and conquer narcissism shit, right? Okay. Where some people like to create problems sometimes to fix them, right? So they go like, it's just troublemakers. You know the troublemakers, you know what I'm saying? And what they do is a lot of time it's comedy, people that work in the comedy industry, people that are like middlemen, because they want to like be like, no, but I'll fix this, not a problem. But there was never really a problem to begin with. Mm-hmm. But me and Godfrey spent years not liking each other. And one day I just saw him in the gym. Me and him were the only people in the gym on the floor that day. And I was like, I can't ignore, like, we're here. We're staring at each other. It's so, I don't even know why I don't like this guy. And I went up to him and I was like, dude, I was like, what's up, man? How you doing? I gave him a hand. He was like, what's up? And then he was like, do we not like each other? What is going on? And then we talked for a minute and we were like, yo, Marco's a fucking asshole. It was just some it was so dumb. It was just like ego. And he was trying to feed into each the other one's egos. And it was fucking really crazy. And now me and Godfrey, I'm really close with Godfrey. I really like Godfrey's on the network and I really like Godfrey a lot, like on a personal level, on an artistic level. He's a very smart guy and I don't see eye to eye with Godfrey on almost anything. Mm-hmm. Godfrey came out and he fucking trashed Shane when he got fired. Godfrey trashed Ari. You know what I'm saying? I look past all that shit. I don't need to fucking agree with you, you know, but it's sort of the way you do it. You know, he also called Ari and he called Shane and had conversations with these guys and was like, hey, this is the way that I feel and I want to talk about it on my show. And it was just sort of like,
Shaman Gillis.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just that there's sort of a way that you fucking do it where you say, I'm not your enemy, but this is a cultural thing that's happening right now and I can't ignore it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's all I got to say about those guys. I'm assuming Jay's going to go on their show. My problem with Jay going on their show and the reason I think it's not going to be good for him, number one, Jay doesn't live in this fucking culture war regularly. Jay's just the funniest guy in the world.
He's
so
funny.
He's not thinking about this stuff like we obsess over it, right? Like we just think about it all the time.
But dude wears shorts year round. So it's like he just goes on stage and just so, says the great
but
shit.
He's gonna go in and he's speaking like when you're talking to these people, you're not gonna get them. You're not getting them. You're not gonna get them to go, you know what? I never thought of it that way. Everything you're gonna say to them has been said to them 100 times over. So now you have 2-on-1. You're articulating these points, which you don't really give a shit about. You don't really think about too often. And you're not in a position where you can use your superpower, which is being the funniest person on the planet. So they're not laughing at you. They're sort of they're not laughing with you or at your jokes. So they're gonna sort of be teaming up on you. And you're not gonna get to them and their audience, you're not going to get to their audience. So all it's going to be is you going in, making points that they're going to constantly circle around and making you look like you know what you're talking about to their audience. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it at all. I mean, I wouldn't do it just because what's the actual point? I would do it on like a platform where it was maybe a moderator and wanted to actually have a debate. But going on their fucking show, the same reason they wouldn't come on our show. They're not going to fucking get anywhere. Why would Jake Flores come on our show to debate? We were going to have Jake Flores on our show to eat cum and be funny. We were going to like pretend to eat cum together. I think Ari and Shane were going to be the cum eating party. They were going to have like cups and shit. It was going to be stupid. They tried to like plan that. But to come onto a show to debate where it's you're speaking to this audience where you're speaking Chinese and they're going, what is this person even talking about? Mm. You're not hearing anything. So, all right. All right, really quick, we should thank Yo Kratom, who supports today's show, also supporting Skankfest, the Real Ass Dude cartoon, and my entire fight camp. I love Yo Kratom. They're a great company, and they make great products. If you guys are over the age of 21 and you are in the market for Kratom, get it from Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com is the home of the $60 kilo. Do a little research. Go online. See if Kratom is right for you. I know Shannon uses it for its pain-killing properties. Justin Silver uses it for clarity. There's a lot of different reasons that you can be using Kratom. And if you're going to grab some, make sure you grab it from YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? I don't want to keep on talking shit about people, but I kind of want to talk about Danish and O'Neill too.
Who?
Danish and O'Neill.
I don't know none of these.
I'm just going to fucking burn all the bridges today. Fuck it. Let's go. We're going. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Ryan O'Neill is the guy Lewis fought in his Alice Mania fight.
Oh, okay.
All right, so pull up this fucking... I'm not going to play the whole thing because they spend 30 minutes going into their show. So if you guys don't know... I didn't do these in the plugs before. Let me plug, number one, check out my brand new fight journal. It's available on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Shout out to Yo Kratom, who supports my entire training for this whole fight camp. I'm moving a bunch of weights into my garage this week. We're going to be really mixing up the training, really bringing it into a high gear now. So if you guys want to follow along, please go subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can get all the latest episodes right there. And also subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. We're fucking killing it lately, playing Warzone, Fortnite, Rocket League, and now I just downloaded the UFC game as well. So if you guys are on Twitch, make sure you guys fucking subscribe there. So yeah, pull this up for a minute. I'm fighting Jason Ellis, right? So I'm preparing for this. And the comments, people are fucking awful. People are like, dude, he's so fat and slow. It's like, yes, I'm fat and slow right now. Welcome to fucking life. I'm 230 some odd pounds. I'm fucking slow as shit right now. I'm getting back in shape.
There you go.
I'm in the process of getting back in shape. When I'm filming these, I'm not filming these things just to be like, oh, let me get this really cool shot and this fucking you know, I can do that. But no, I say to Harrington, who comes with a camera, I say, just film us training and then pull some of the stuff. So, yeah, I get it. You guys are fucking like, holy shit, this guy Ellis is going to kill you, blah, 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 blah. It's fine. I understand why people would say that. I understand when you look at Ellis and see what he's accomplished, you'd say, oh, shit, Lewis is starting off at a deficit. But I'll tell you right now, it's a fight. He's not pads. I'm not pads. I'm going to walk across the fucking ring and punch him in the face. If you do not think I'm going to punch Jason Ellis in the face, you're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your fucking mind. If you don't think that I'm going to go in there and he's going to be punched in the face a bunch by me, then you don't know what the fuck's going on. It's a fight. You know, I understand the experience is a major factor, but you can look in mixed martial arts. You can look in boxing. Let me tell you something. When you get in there and one guy's throwing punches at the other guy's head, a lot of that shit goes out the window. It becomes two fucking guys who are fighting and trying to hit each other. And Jason Ellis isn't afraid of being hit. So it's not like he's going to be fucking dancing around trying not to get hit. We're going to go in there. We're going to fight each other. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about my speed. Don't worry about my power. Don't worry about any of that shit. Ryan O'Neal, we did a fucking test on Jason Ellis' show when we were going to fight. Ryan O'Neal punched like 30, 40% harder than me. Well, we saw how that worked out, right?
Big up yourself. Yes.
Did that shit work out? Did his punching power, did his speed, did all of his years hitting pads and fucking doing karate in a fucking shopping center, did it help him? No. It meant nothing, because when he got punched in the face by me, he was like, oh, I guess that extra 30% didn't matter, because he didn't want it anymore. So pull up.
They had like a machine that tested it, right?
Yeah, they had like one of those punching machines. So go pull up some of what they were saying, the shit that Danish and O'Neal were talking.
We got deja vu. We got deja vu with Lou. He's seems upset with the Danish and O'Neal podcast.
But at the same fortunate. Time, he seems like a loyal listener.
Oh, yeah, by the way, pause this.
Know that he listens to
I didn't hear this. This is the latest. I'll hear this right now. I'm talking about the last episode where they spent 30 minutes being like, I mean, Lou, I don't know why you would go and fight this guy. He's, you know, he's a killer. He's got real MMA experience. You know, he's done this, that, the other. And it was 30 minutes of the show talking about how great another man is. It was sickening. The man who lost to me. It was sickening. It was absolutely sickening. Okay? So, all right, play what they said, because I haven't heard this. This is brand new. I'm hearing it right now.
The program. Some have accused him online of only doing it to hear if he's being mentioned. But I don't know. I think he may have been hooked.
I think he's a diehard. I think secretly he's like, this is such an entertaining thing. Despite the fact that I hate these guys for no reason whatsoever, other than spewing out the truth, he just keeps tuning in. But hey, we appreciate the listen.
Yeah. He said we, well, one, that we're pussies, which, okay.
Yeah.
Two, a lot of his listeners say we're gay, which is, look, you know, it's high-level retorts. I don't like getting into war of the words with these type of guys because they, you know.
No, they're high-level retorts.
They have good things to say, and they're quick, they're fast.
Who knows? Maybe these guys are onto something. Maybe we need to look at ourselves and say, are we pussies? We could be gay. I don't know.
Lou says he's going to talk to our wives and they're going to leave us. I mean, a lot of threats being made.
I didn't even know we were married. Congratulations.
Thank you. I have a lot of gifts to be given to
me. I'm not sure who he thinks we're married to, because I was sitting next to my wife as I was replying to Lou.
Oh,
she was
Christ.
Dying laughing.
You're also sitting next to your wife as I beat your ass in front of her in Vegas. You remember how you had to make eye contact with your wife's father as you got beat up by a fucking Puerto Rican in a t-shirt? Do you remember that?
Fucking spicking a rash guard.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember that? How you had a fucking, your wife's father didn't make fucking eye contact with you for the rest of the weekend, and your wife dried the fuck up?
Shame. Shame.
And fucking, do you remember all that? Do you remember that, Ryan O'Neal? Because I remember my chick, she got horny as fuck after I beat the shit out of you in front of everybody. At your own fucking game, too, by the way. Literally didn't even need to use jiu-jitsu. Just kept on punching him in the face. That's why I'm calling him a pussy. It's based off the fact that he was unable to defend himself in a fight against me. This is based off of real data, everyone. The reason I'm calling them pussies is because how are you bragging for another fucking man? How are you going, dude, just pull out of this fight? What are you, crazy? Let me tell you something, okay? I'm not taking this fight because I know I can win it. Okay, I'm not doing that. I'm taking this fight because I want to challenge myself and see if I can get myself in the best shape of my life and see how well I can do against a guy who is a 2-0 professional, was a 2-0 professional. Mm. See how far I can take it. Can I fucking dig that deep, and can I get myself there? And if I don't, I don't. The worst thing that happens is I've made some fucking cash. I've gotten in shape. I've tested myself. I'm better able to handle myself in a fight and protect my family There's no downside. There's no downside. Okay. Challenging yourself and getting yourself out of your comfort zone is what you should be doing regularly. This is how you grow. This is how you become better. This is how you do things that you never thought you could fucking possibly imagine. You keep on moving that line further and further and further. And let me tell you something. If you would have told 21-year-old me that I would be doing the things that I'm doing today, okay, I would have never believed it. I wouldn't have even understood that there was a path there. I would have been like, how is that even possible? The money that I'm making, the things that I've seen, the places that I've visited, the shit that I've experienced in my life, not for nothing. I don't talk about, I'm not one of these fucking LA comics who wears nice sneakers and drives a nice car. That's not the way I fucking live my life, okay? But let me tell you something. If you would have fucking told 21-year-old me that I have the life that I have right now, I would have broken down in fucking tears and I would have thanked the heavens like I won the lottery. Like I won the fucking lottery. And it wasn't based off of not believing that I could do something that seemed impossible. Because everything that I fucking do, people haven't done before me. They say it's not possible. You can't do it. And guess what? We keep on fucking pushing. We keep on fucking pushing that line further and further and further. And then eventually you're on this side of the line and everybody else is on that side of the line going, you can't do that. So that's who fucking Ryan O'Neal and Danish are. That's who they are. Those are guys that are on the other side of the line watching people winning.
Hmm.
So somebody clip this and send it to them because I don't think they listen to the show.
No, I don't. I doubt they do.
Nah, but good for you, man. That was cool. That was nice. That was a nice spiel. I like the spiel. Luis de Gomez. That's the rattlesnake, nigga.
I get a little preachy. Oh, here we go.
Good for you, man.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him.
Sometimes I gotta preach. Sometimes I gotta preach. Gotta fucking put all these people in their place, left and right. You know? A lot of fucking hate in the world. A lot of hate in the world. A
lot of hate.
So, and I told Ryan O'Neal, by the way, dude, if he wants to fuck, I need sparring partners. I would love to spar with Ryan O'Neal again. I'll give him another fucking shot. I don't want to play it beat by beat, but go listen to their episode. Also the lies that Ryan O'Neal says. He's like, he outweighed me by 40 pounds. No, dude, I weighed 202 pounds in that fight. We met at 205. It's not my fault you couldn't get above 187.
Dang.
That ain't my fault, bro. You had time. You had time to put on that fucking weight.
My fault, doggy. Ain't my fault,
you should have been faster. You should have been faster. You should have been lighter. You should have been fucking whipping those kicks in. But what happened? What happened?
Wish I could have saw the fight. Shit.
Pull it up for a minute. You can pull it up for a minute. Pull up the highlights.
Just maybe a highlight. Just
pull up
to
the
see.
Highlights. What
you are talking about?
Watch
it. I already have it queued in from the full fight.
The full fight?
Yeah.
And by the way, my fucking left hand. Look at my left hand. My left shoulder is sublux. Look how low I am. My left hand. I couldn't lift up my left hand, and my right hand's broken. I beat this guy up with no arms. You know when they say they'll tie one of my arms behind my back? I had no arms. I beat up Ryan O'Neal with no arms. I want to point this out, and I can't kick. I can't kick for shit. So, which round is this, Shannon?
Looks focused.
Oh, this is. It's probably sure.
It's the second.
It's the
half.
Second round. Yeah, no, it's Shannon. You're pulling up the part while I'm sucking. Oh, no, why don't you pull up the first part where I'm ground and pounding him into the fucking ground, you fucking bitch?
There was a good part that happened right after.
He looks hard. He looks like a burglar woke him up in the middle of the night, and that's what he had on.
Wow. Yeah, you got a whole black and yellow. Good for you.
Yeah. You can play the music, so I don't give a shit. I like that music. Oh, you don't want us to get us copyright claimed?
Okay. Here you go to ground and pound. Dag.
Yeah.
Dag. Dag.
I mean, it's Carlos. Like a mugging. It's a mug. Look, you see his wife right there. She's right there in the background. Look at his wife. Watching this happen. Going like, oh man, look what he's doing to my husband. Mmm. Damn. Ryan never does this to me.
That's too much.
You know, she definitely said to him that week, like, we can have sex when you feel better.
Yeah, of course.
If you take a few days, it's okay.
So here's the thing. Like, you're
and
sitting there.
A t-shirt.
There.
And you did have a t-shirt on.
I did. It was a rash guard.
Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang. It's a rash guard. Boom. All right, stop. Stop. I'll get a little sloppy there.
Good for you guys in your MMA fights. That's nice.
I don't give a shit, dude. It's all happened. I'm training right after this. Going back out. Brand new fight camp recording this week. So, or a fight journal. So, Free Game 365 says, Lewis couldn't finish a guy from Mount. Free Games, you're a fucking fat loser
free games. You couldn't fucking finish a fucking a bowl of cereal from Mount. Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Hell yeah, dude. I just crushed him.
There you go. Sound effects. I need it.
Don't question me, bro. I'm very motivated right now. Okay. What else? All right. So we don't have a lot of time left on the show. We got to end a little bit early. No, we're not that early, but we got a little bit of time left. And we were talking about this last week, but I guess we might as well. We might as well talk about this now. I mean, this is a big story here, and I feel like the media is ignoring it.
What's this?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Didn't hear about this.
He is sued for alleged rape.
I heard about
from 2013. So what's going on with this, Shannon?
I saw
rape dicks in it.
Rape dicks. Rape dicks. Rape. Rape dicks. Rape. Rape dicks.
All I know is ball and good. Rape.
So tell me some information, because I don't know much about this story. I've always been a Cuba Gooding Jr. fan. I always appreciated him.
I kind of lost faith in him after I saw him at the cellar with a braided ponytail, bald safari hat, coked out of his fucking mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I like him a little more.
Yeah. So yeah, like a braided little ponytail mohawk thing. That
but it was his. Weird. It was his hair.
It was his hair. But it was Cuba was being.
Is he in movies now? When's the last time he was in a movie?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I feel like he's sort of falling off, right?
Yeah, Cuba don't. I don't haven't. You don't. Well, really, he had hear a big
run.
Anymore.
He had the big run. Radio. All that shit, but then
where my pie?
If you get to play a retard,
boat party.
If you get to play a retard in a good movie,
but he went full. That's carnal rule. Robert Downey Jr. told us that in Tropic Thunder. Don't ever go full retard. Yeah. And he went full.
He went full retard.
He went full, bro.
Let's see. He did a lot of these Disney movies, right? Or like very family friendly movies, or a few of them. There was another movie named Gladiator.
Dang. Yes. I loved him in American Gangster when he played Nicky Barnes. That was great.
Yeah.
Played a really good snitch.
Disney Snow Dogs, that's probably what I liked him best in. A little small cameo in Coming to America. You guys remember
his haircut
when he's like 15 years old. First ever movie. So, look, his body of work, I like it. I appreciate it. Some good movies. So far, I'm siding with Innocent, but we haven't gone into anything yet. We're just going based off of his talent. What do we have here, Shannon? Give me some info.
Okay. So what we've been speaking about recently is the newest case, but this is kind of spurring off of a case that started in June of 2019, where it started off as one woman that accused him of grabbing her breast on a rooftop bar near Times Square.
Dang.
By December of 2019, a total of 22 women came forward saying that they had groped him. So that trial kept being put off and still hasn't happened yet. While they're waiting for that trial to happen because of coronavirus, this other woman filed a civil suit against him for the rape that allegedly happened in 2013. So she says he allegedly coerced her into his hotel room and raped her before he fell asleep and allowed her to escape. She says she plans to meet a friend with Cuba at a bar, and he suggested stopping at the Mercer Hotel so that he can change. So they went into the room together. He played some music and then pinned her up against the wall, threw her on the bed, raped her. Then he went into the bathroom. She kind of was composing herself and then raped her again, anally this time. Yes.
Jesus.
And then he fell asleep and allowed her to escape.
Wow.
Heavy, bro.
Some heavy charges, though. But it's just her word?
Right now, yeah. That's the newer case. The other one is the 22 women.
The 22 women. Yeah. So, groping.
22 is a tough number to surmount.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Cuba so far. But look, it is, once again, it's just 23 versus 1. 23 and me, that's what he calls it. It's his own personal 23 and me.
got to go back in time and figure out these rapes. Where did they?
Yeah, they're. I mean,
where did they originate?
Here's the thing, Zach. Didn't you hear something about Cuba once?
Yeah, I've definitely seen people.
I've heard
like
shit.
Yeah, I've seen girl bartenders talk about him being super fucked up at bars, and I think like sucking on a chick's titty or something, like just pulling it out and going for it.
Wow. Sucking on a titty like she wanted me.
Yeah, I've heard he's a handsy boy.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. If
I saw him hanging out with two blondes around that same time, right in the cellar, and he was like,
17 and 18?
But he was in there kind of being like, he was up on them. I was like, well, goddamn, bro. Relax.
So that's the thing. I mean, look, being up on them is not.
I mean, yeah, but so that's not really. I don't have shit.
This might be a guy who just doesn't understand reality. He might, in his head, he'd still show me the money time.
He's been doing movies since he was, child?
Since
a
kid, yeah. I mean, there is a mentality with very, very famous people that have been very famous for a long time where they don't feel as if they have any
repercussions.
Yeah, repercussions for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of see this, like, the Justin Bieber thing. You sort of see him, like, and I think they don't give Bieber a fair shake. I mean, like, he's a fucking kid.
Bieber's,
you know, he's been famous since he was fucking young. You know, he's made a couple little mistakes here and there, but for the most part, it's just fucking, you know, him being a kid and growing up in the public eye.
Bees is cool. If you just if you black and you compliment him on some black shit, oh, he'll,
that's it.
His whole shit'll pick up. Like I told him, he did good with that Raekwon Kanye track. And he was like, "Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Oh my god, I got the black ball." And then he got in his goofy ass $100,000 Mercedes truck and drove the fuck off. I was in Mel's Diner in L.A. and I saw
him. Nice. Oh, you just went up to him?
Yeah. No, he walked out and all these motherfuckers were scared to say something to him.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Hey, yo, B, man, that shit you did with Raekwon and Kanye, that was a different sound, man. Way to really go in that direction. Thanks, man." Like, he turned around, started talking to me and shit.
He thought you were Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
He had no idea. He's like,
met Dr. Dre. Cool-ass motherfucker right there.
Mel's Diner?
Nah, Comedy Store.
Hell yeah.
He came to go check out some jokes, and what was crazy about it, all his people sat at different tables, and he sat by himself like it was a throne. And he was just like, yeah, like, I got off stage. He was like, "You did your thing, man. Funny shit." And I was like, "Thank you, Dr. Dre," and just walked out.
Didn't Dr. Dre have some shit against him too? Didn't he like beat up a couple wives or some shit?
Didn't he fuck up a reporter?
Something. He got some shit.
Or
I think
record
Dre,
executive. Something.
Dre I don't know, man. They really that movie. They just fucking skimmed over that part.
Yeah. Oopsie daisy.
Yeah. I met Russell Simmons once. He went. I did a comedy show, and he was there.
Def Jam.
It was Russell.
I remember this.
Oh yeah, I did that TV show in '88. Yeah.
I remember this.
Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah, dude, and he was with a fucking model, and I ended up fucking the model that he was with.
Dope.
Pretty badass. That was dope. one of my better stories.
Yeah.
I fucking closed the fucking model that was with him, and she pursued me.
Cold.
Yeah, it was fucking great. Yeah. Great.
Smash cut to a pitch black bathroom. Russell, you feel different.
No, it was in the back of a cab.
Wow.
The back of a cab, this girl.
New York.
Fuck.
Very New York.
New York cab. She was a well-known model. And she fucking straight up fucking, for no reason at all, I was like, "What is wrong with you, bitch?" I remember the cab driver was watching us. I was looking at him. I was like, "Can you believe this shit?" You're fucked, dude. It was great. Thank you, Russell Simmons. He's also got some shit, too, right? He's got, like, a couple rapes.
Russell's about to get Oprah'd, and then something happened, and then it didn't happen. Because they was about to put out something on Russell.
That's another, dude, the hip-hop community and, like, fucking black sports players, whatever it is, dude, they do crazy shit, and everyone's like, "All right, yeah, it's all good."
You know why? Because you just can't deny the songs.
It's crazy. Michael Jackson.
Mystical did some fucked up shit. You put on Shake Your Ass?
What did Mystical do?
Mystical and his, they supposedly gang raped the hairdresser over a money dispute.
I love that's the solution.
Yeah.
I found what Dr. Dre did.
They filmed it, though, which is never good.
What?
So it was a former television show host, Dee Barnes.
Dee Barnes? Yeah, I remember all this. This is in music. This is actual songs.
It was in 1991. He began slamming her face and the right side of her body repeatedly against a wall near the stairway. Grabbed her from behind by the hair, proceeded to punch her in the back of the head. And then afterwards said, "She deserved it. Bitch deserved it. Yeah, bitch had it coming."
Wow. That shit I can't condone, man.
He apologizes for all of his past because there's several abuse towards women, and he says he was fucking out of his mind and apologizes.
Doggy, but the fact that like Beats by like, right, look, I'm not hating. Like, who gives a shit? Like, what, I don't know what happened with Callan, right?
That's the original. That's Brian the original Gunn. Beats by Dre.
Hell yeah, Zach.
Awful, fun, awful, fun, fun, fun.
Yeah, doggy.
Good for you, Zach. God damn, that was quick.
I mean, dude, he is a fucking billionaire.
Billionaire.
And he did some crazy shit. White people are just pussies. White people, their white guilt will like literally won't even allow them to call out black people and the shit that they do. So it's like Brian Callan allegedly 20 years ago raped a woman. And that's it. Like, dropped by his agents, dropped by, like, it's just, and then you hear about Dr. Dre just, like, on camera fucking smashing a reporter's head on the wall. He's like, what? I'll do it again, motherfucker. Buy my headphones. And that's that. And we're okay with it.
I'm not okay with any of it, but, you know, everybody picks their spots, I guess.
It is true.
Everybody
really
picks
do.
who they want to get out of here.
Yeah, it's the same thing with, what's his name? The guy who beat up Rihanna.
Chris
Brown?
Yeah, Chris Brown. It's just, like...
No, they ran Chris through the ringer.
Sort of.
Rihanna,
he still has done the Tonight Show recently.
Rihanna forgave him. Rihanna openly forgave the motherfucker. So we was like,
well,
I guess.
Well, she's also probably a crazy bitch.
No, she was fucking him up in that Lambo.
I'm sure.
She from the island. She's probably biting him.
Well, that's the other thing. Is like she's
grabbing his balls.
That's a different mentality. Yeah,
she's probably squeezing his nuts while he was driving and hitting him at the same time. Like, there was probably some. She's from the islands, bro. That's why all of us love that bitch, because we like, yo, she's probably evil
crazy
in a bedroom. Yeah. She's evil.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, she all the songs is about fucking and not love. Like, Rihanna is Rihanna. Like, you just go, yeah. So Chris was in there with a fire. Like, he shouldn't have hit her. Like, I would have pulled over and just let her take all the flack. But no, Chris got, you know, the community service. He was snotting on one of them shows, saying sorry, and then he still had, but after.
But I'm just saying, fucking
the
Louis,
songs came out after
Louis
that.
Louis C.K. can't do a fucking joke in public without people freaking out. It's just sort of bizarre.
They picked their spots.
Mark Wahlberg.
What about him?
He
beat the shit out of an Asian dude. Like, yeah. I think he blinded him.
I gotta be honest with you. I just don't.
Wahlbergers.
when you're fighting, it's just fighting a guy is also different. Like, I know that he fucked him up, but it's apparently like a hate crime. But it's also like, I don't know, dude. It's a 50-year-old guy from Boston, of course, has committed a couple hate crimes. You know, that's what they do there.
Yeah.
It's just a little less. It's different when it's a guy beating up another guy, even if it's a violent fucking thing.
Sarah Jessica Parker's husband, Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Brendan Fraser.
Didn't he kill two ladies with his car? Drunk driving?
He did?
Yeah.
Halle Berry did it too.
Also, accidents, once again, an accident is not the same thing.
Drunk driving? I don't know.
Dang, did he leave him? Leave him in the street?
Like Cuba Gooding Jr., this seems like to be buried. Like, nobody's really talking about this either.
I just think it's because he's not that famous anymore.
Shit. He ain't did shit. We ain't worried about Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, but wasn't there, like, Charles in Charge, didn't he get fucked a few years ago? Right.
Well, that's because another person
Scott
from the
Baio
show.
Got fucked
yeah,
Baio over
got
here.
Fucked a few years ago, and nobody in there. He really hasn't done shit in he forever.
Didn't he speak at the Republican National Convention this year?
It's crazy. It's fucking
unless
crazy.
Unless that was a meme that I thought was real.
Maybe.
Oh, it's just so funny.
Maybe. It's just, it seems to be, and I'm telling you right now where it comes from, the cancel culture shit that, you know, now I'm not saying that, like, this is some legal shit, right? So that's happening, right? But I'm saying the cancel culture mob. It seems to be white people that want to call out other white people.
Hmm.
You don't really see black people getting canceled. Like, Cosby had to fucking, like, had to have 300 victims. And he, like, Cosby was so, and even then, it wasn't even, like, cancel culture. It was the legal process that really got him. I don't think they would have canceled Cosby. Those rumors about Cosby were around for years when, what's his name, said it?
Hannibal.
When Hannibal said it. It's because that was a known thing, that Cosby was raping bitches, and it was sort of a funny thing that people would, like, talk about, like, aha.
Multiple 30 Rock jokes about it.
Yeah, dude. Louis C.K., the same thing. Louis jerking off in front of chicks was a known thing. That was a known thing, that story that you know, he did that for years was known, okay? And then all of a sudden, one day, it just caught up to him. But it wasn't – it was, honestly, it was a black guy calling out Cosby. That's probably what it was. You know, because Hannibal's black and he made the joke about it, then it sort of gained some traction. And then it wasn't even the woke mob that got Cosby, because Cosby's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck. Cosby's like doing 3-hour sets in front of like, you know, massive fans, whatever he wants to. And those people don't really give a shit at all. Like, people who are going to see Cosby aren't woke. They're older people that are like,
no, neither were
they. You gotta rape some people. Cosby fans.
Yeah. Cosby likes his women the opposite of woke.
Yeah.
Hey.
So I think that there is a white. It's a white on. This is the white on white crime. This is a version of black on black crime. White on white crime is white people canceling other white people.
Okay.
Is it happening with younger generations? Like, are because I've been hearing about like Hispanic people getting canceled for saying like the N word, but with slang, like just like, you know, I've heard about that on like TikTok. It's a whole different generation where people get like.
Well, I'm over that because I hear Puerto Ricans all through New York say my nigga.
Who gives a shit?
They'd be like, my nigga.
Literally, I grew up in Haverstraw, New York. Every Puerto Rican said my nigga. Every single one. I wore Boss jeans. This is just the way everyone talked. In fact, some of the white kids and the white, nobody gave a shit. The white trash kids that would say it, that were like wiggers, nobody gave a shit. Nobody was like, you can't say that. No one was like, no, he's from the fucking streets. His mom's on welfare. She's got food stamps. He's hanging out with all black kids. He's got to hang. I mean, that's... And it's a different thing.
I was saying, same in the middle of Jersey. Every time an Asian kid tried weed for the first time, he dropped N-bombs for like 6 months.
So, yeah, dude. The you know, we'll see what happens. We don't have enough information on Cuba. I thought we'd have more info on the Cuba story to be able to give a definitive.
The story is pretty scary, but yeah, I gotta. Yeah, we. Whew.
Yeah.
I guess because the trial hasn't started yet.
Yeah, I'm very interested in seeing what happens here.
Yeah, I do want to check that one.
But it's a civil trial, too. So for him, he's got to be like, whew, right?
Yeah, she wants a punitive damages.
Punitive. He gave her.
Define punitive again.
Penis.
It's like for being paid because someone made you suffer.
Okay.
And it's she's suing him for a crime of violence based on gender and seeking damages.
Sheesh. All right. I hope you get it.
Yeah, I mean, but he's so rich, right? Cuba's got to be crazy rich.
I mean, it's a lot of movies. You can't blow all that, can you?
I don't think so, especially when you have like syndication.
Radio money?
I know that I've done syndication stuff, like nothing much. Like I did the Jim Gaffigan show and Last Comic Standing. These are two things that I just have gotten checks in the mail for syndication. And it's never a lot. It'll be like once a year, I'm like, oh, I got a check. But it's like $200. And I'm like, this is not on anywhere. Like nobody, it's not on anything. So if you have somebody like Cuba Gooding Jr. who has 100 movies and they're being played on like, you know, TBS and ABC and all these, you assume that he's just fucking just making money off the stuff that he already has.
His net worth isn't as much as I thought it would be.
What is it?
Take a guess.
$6 million.
$16 million.
$4 million.
Oh, it's sorry, $24 million.
Yeah, Shannon, it's fucking ridiculous.
It was gonna be so much.
You have any idea how much $24 million is?
$24 million is still a lot of money. Damn,
that's a lot.
He can give $1 million to each of those bitches and have $1 million left over.
You can have $1 million for yourself after this.
Yeah, no, he's fucking killing it. What are you talking about?
$24 million.
$24 million.
That's still a lot of $1 million.
Yeah, that's it. If I ever have that much money, it doesn't matter if I'm canceled. Doesn't matter. So that's the goal. If I have that much money, I'm purposefully doing provocative, crazy shit.
Like, if he had $76 million, he'd be a 100 millionaire.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, good for Cuba. We'll see what happens with him. We'll see if he survives. You know I always root for the men. Every time. I have fucking mad heartburn right now. I gotta stop drinking bourbon. Not good. What else is going on here, Shannon? This is fucked up. The guy got shot. I don't want to show the video. All these fucking videos suck.
Oh, the young man that got shot in the back in front of his kids? I can't watch that shit.
It was in front of his kids, too?
Jeez. Three of his sons was in a car.
How old were the kids?
Very young. All single digit.
Why? Well, let me ask you a question, okay? Because I don't know exactly what happened there, right?
All I know is his back was turned. So it's fuck the police.
Yeah, the cops obviously shouldn't have shot the guy, but there's got to be a certain sense of responsibility as well where you got your fucking kids, dude. Just get on the fucking ground, dude. Just get on the ground. Like, you know, I don't side with the fucking cops on this stuff. I really don't. I'm not like, it's not like I'm just saying, like, you have, like, one of my biggest fears in the world is walking down the street and something happens when my son is there where he could possibly be put in danger. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think about every time I see another man walking toward me and my son. Mm-hmm. Every time, 100% of the time, I say, what if this guy does something right now and I have to either fight, flight, protect my son? Like, what do I do? I think about it every time. I think about cars hopping up off the curb and hitting my son. And the way that I walk with him on the sidewalk is reflected because I'm afraid that a bus is accidentally going to fucking hop the curb. You know what I'm saying? If somebody fucking looks at him for too long, I look at that person like, what the fuck are you looking at my son too long? There's a fear of my son being hurt. And protecting him is probably the number one most important thing. And I didn't know that he had kids there. I had no idea that he had kids. And I still had the attitude of, and this is the guy that approached the car and was going to get in the car, right?
Yeah, he was going to go leave.
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole story, but I know.
I don't know exactly what happened. I'm just saying this, okay? If one of my friends, you, white, black, doesn't matter, right? If the fucking cops pull their gun out on you, get on the ground.
What's that going to do? They're going to kill me on the ground.
Probably not. Probably not. I got to be honest with you. Probably not. I don't think that's happening too often. In that situation, you have these cops that are saying, get on the ground. This guy is very upset. I watched the video where he's like very like, you know, he's resisting arrest and he will not stop for them. And then he goes to get in the car. You know, in that situation, they don't know if he has a gun in the car. They don't know. Now, I don't think that you should start shooting a guy until you're sure of what's going to happen. But you have to look at that situation and you have to say, brother, you have your kids in the car. There are cops with their guns drawn at you. Get on the ground. Even if they're going to shoot you, don't go near your fucking kids in that moment. Don't try to get in that fucking car. Are you crazy? And that side of it, you can't have that conversation or it becomes like, oh, you're fucking silent. I'm not signing with the cops. No, I don't think that fucking... I'm more of a criminal. Trust me. I commit crimes. I'm not on the cop side here. But every time I've been caught committing a crime and the cops come and they've drawn their guns on me plenty of times, you know what I do? I go, you got me. Sorry. And they've talked to me like I'm an asshole. And I've wanted to fucking argue back. And they have these big dick fucking attitudes. And then some of them, I sense that they were racist. It's happened plenty of times, especially when I was younger, where it was like white racist cops in the suburbs were like, that's what it was. I was told, get out of our neighborhood so many times by cops. It's crazy. Like almost like it's a joke, like unapologetically. So I'm not siding with the cops. But there's no point ever where I was like, I'm going to fucking run. I'm going to fight with these cops. I'm going to resist. I'm going to kick. I'm going to scream. And
with my three sons in the car, that's crazy.
Especially with your three sons in the car. And I don't often see, and I'm sure it has happened, but I don't often see where there's a perpetrator that gets on the ground, puts his hand behind his back, where he just simply isn't just arrested. And there are thousands of arrests every single day. And that's typically the protocol. And where it strays is where the person says, well, fuck you, I'm not getting in the car. And they try to fight this cop and it gets lost there. Now, it's not a justification for somebody being murdered, but you have to understand, like, it is, you're playing a really dangerous card in that. And I have a Puerto Rican kid. My son looks more Puerto Rican than me. He's darker than me. Okay. My son looks really Puerto Rican. My conversation with him is not going to be like,
his real father must be dumb.
But my conversation with him is not going to be like, oh, you know what, fuck the police. If the cops ever tell you something, run, because they're there to kill you. No, my conversation with him is, don't commit crimes. And if the cops do, and I don't think I'll ever have to have this conversation with him, but if the cops do come and catch you, just get in the car. We'll get a lawyer. We'll figure it out. You'll have your day in court. Look, there's systemic issues. There, without a doubt, you know, if you look at if I go to court for the same crime as some fucking white woman or Zach, a white woman. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm more likely to go to jail for longer for the exact same crime. And that's sort of an issue. You have to look at that and go, okay, there's something there. That is without a doubt an issue. But the it's not going to be solved by fighting cops in the fucking street and resisting arrest. And, you know, that responsibility, you have to teach a certain amount of personal responsibility, and you have to teach the cops responsibility as well. Obviously, you know, these people that are, you know, it's a very high pressure situation, but I'll tell you right now, those cops as well, I don't know if they have kids to get home to. Right. And they're like, oh, this guy might have a gun. I don't know what this guy said. What if this guy said, you try to touch me, I'm going to fucking kill you. I don't know. I have no idea.
But to get shot 7 times and tased in the back.
Well, he lived. No. At least he lived.
They saying recover, but that's that nigga's a soldier, but it tased is, and shot seven times.
It is fucked up. I'm with you.
In the back?
What if you're there, though, and you're on the other side of it? You know, I don't...
Trust me, I would never be on the other side of it.
But, I don't know. What if, you know, it's a really hard situation to look at, and it's not as simple as... Another innocent young black man was gunned down by police. And it's just sort of this irresponsible conversation that you can't look at any of the nuance. It has to be like, well, it's either an innocent young black man is gunned down by police or the cops killed this dog. It's not any of those. Like, there's actually nuance. Multiple people could have acted wrong in that scenario and come to that fucking situation. But there has to be some of it on both sides. You can't, dude, if that's my fucking son and he's fucking going into a car, cop has his gun drawn and says, I'm going to shoot you. Put your hands up right now. At that point, I just don't. And once again, I wasn't there and I don't know. You can't hear on the video. It's really hard to watch the video and especially find out that there's fucking kids there. It's awful. You know, the cops, the fact that you're shooting guns into a fucking, you're shooting guns into a car with kids, that should be a fucking crime in itself. You know, the whole situation. But that guy, the cops, it's not their job to protect those children. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe it actually literally is their job. But it's nobody's job more than a father or a parent to protect those children. So that guy who goes and gets in that car while cops have their guns drawn on him, I'm sorry. And I mean, apparently he had like, you know, I don't know if they were saying that he had like warrants out and he had like violent charges and shit like that. I don't know. But you know. You should be able to fucking at least have the conversation. So
I'll read up on it.
Yeah, me too. I gotta. Let's see. All right, we're gonna wrap this one up. It's been a fucking look. It's a good. It's a good show today. A lot of different angles here. Oh, you know what? Let's do. No, I'm not gonna watch this. Dylan, what's wrong with you? Detroit cops shoot and kill a fenced in dog.
Dang. Didn't you just mention it? So now we gotta watch it.
Is it a video of him killing a dog?
Yeah. I don't want to see them killing
the dog. So the dog's fenced in like the yard. The cops are walking by with their dog, and then I guess the house dog like latched, like they were sniffing. The dogs were sniffing each other and kind of like latched onto him.
And he latched onto him.
Onto the cop dog, yeah. And the cop just kind of shot him. Want to watch it?
Dog shouldn't attack the cop. I mean, what do you want me to say? We just had a whole speech about how fucking you shouldn't attack cops as a human.
Yeah, you knew you had puppies in the yard.
Good watching. Jesus Christ. Let's see. At least it's grainy.
She lost control of the dog.
Oh, there's other. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Whoa.
They're still shooting it?
Oh.
I didn't like this part. I didn't know this.
What do you mean you didn't know this?
I didn't get this far. I didn't see the seizure.
Let's see.
She lost control of the dog.
So he latched on. The cop dog. Then he pulls the gun.
Then he shoots him in the head. Oh shit!
Oh my god! I can't stand.
They put a couple more bullets in it, or
I can't stand the goddamn cops. I hate them. Them niggas is demons, bro.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Does it make you feel better? It was a white dog.
It was just a dog. I hate with dogs. I don't give a fuck what color dog is, but that's really funny. Black dogs matter, nigga.
It's
fucked.
Oh my god.
Fuck you, Zach.
Thanks for ending the show on a really sad note, Dylan. We're gonna wrap this one up. Thank you for supporting the Real Ass Podcast. Go check out No Need for Apologies. Well wishes to Monroe Martin, our good friend, who we fucking love. Speedy recovery to him.
King of Staten Island, Blu-ray tomorrow.
Hell yeah. We'll check you guys on Wednesday with another Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.